Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Never knew.
think I want to hit the moon.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the world according to truth. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful, beautiful Christmas Eve 2023. As always, read African-American newspapers, no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger, Garland Journal, and the Texas Metro News. No excuse. No excuse for the news. And that's why we're here this morning doing the best we can with what we got to work with. I tell you, I'm just so excited to be here with you this morning. Just so excited. So we want you to just sit back, relax. Christmas time in the city. We get a little bit going here. Let's see what Mama, and let's just see what we got for you. We have Monica.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Oh, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the faith alive.
Amen.
Hang a shining star upon the
high. Yes, That's right. Got something for you, folks. You have heard me. I told them to get everybody together because it is Christmas time, day before Christmas. You know, a lot of people, it's tough times doing these Christmas moments. A lot of people don't have a lot of things that they don't have a lot of things to give or things to receive. But it's not always about receiving. It's about giving as well. And that's what we're going to do. You may have heard me over the air. Just kind of caught up in the moment a little bit, but just want to add something special in the air this morning. And hopefully those who are listening, get some folks on the air just to let them know how much we care about them. It is about 15 minutes after the hour. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. Right there outside of Tampa, you know, every week I talk about gun control and how things are going backwards with our economy and in so many ways. You know, how people are feeling this, people with these guns, and you know, I just get tired up. But this is Christmas time. You know, it's all about giving, and you know, as a kid, I love to receive. But it just gives me great honor and pleasure to be able to do something that that we need to do. We need to do. We need to think about the other person, the person next to you that may not have. I've been very blessed with a family from the beginning to now. If we didn't have nothing else, we had love. And I'm getting a little choked up, which is okay, because I want you to know that it's heartfelt. And one thing I will say, the road has not been hard. And I'm saying that in good spirits, because it starts with family. It starts with friends. And then you go to another phase of your life where you get more friends. And then more and more it piles up where you have that community within yourself, community within the world that you've touched or been touched by you. So about 45 minutes from now, hopefully we'll get some folks on the line where we can really get down to business about this season of giving. And we'll have that for you. Now, of course, with the good, there's the bad, there's the ugly. And as I mentioned earlier about this shooting early today in Ocala, Florida, in Marion County, where people were shooting, or actually was shopping at a mall where a shooting happened. So we want to be there and just kind of listen. You know, what is going on? What is going on? You know, I get on my political satire or political platform and talk all the time about how time is running backwards. We talk about immigration. If it wasn't for immigration, would there be America? Down here in Texas, down in Florida, California, Arizona, New Mexico, where all these border states are, people are trying to look for a better way of living, improve their lifestyles, and we're fucking them. What if we didn't have Ellis Island? What if we didn't have the Statue of Liberty welcoming people from Europe? Now, I'm going to shake up some stuff today. It's Christmas. As they say, Christmas time in the city. But think about when Columbus, how do you discover something that's already there? How? Was he drunk? Some say he was drunk. The ship was just sailing and ran aground on the shores of America. Think about what happened in West Africa, where our forefathers, foremothers came over, not knowing where they were going. Some landed in South America. You know, we always talk about James Brown, St. Augustine, places on the East Coast where we came into America. But if you get a chance, folks, check out South America. You're going to find a history that's very similar to what we are familiar with. We paid our dues. We made a difference in this country. And look what we get. We've got none but heartache, headaches. You name it, we got it. Just so much is going on. We just need people to stand up and fight. That's what we need. So this morning, it's going to be mixed with so much going on in our world. Give you that true definition of what Christmas is all about. It's all about giving. It's not the same as when we were kids, and we do understand. And I'll read a little bit. Christmas is the annual festival of commemorating the birth of Jesus Christ, observed primarily on December 25th as a religious and cultural celebration among our people. Christmas. What is Christmas? The birth of Christ. Who invented Christmas Day? Early celebrations of Christmas are thought to have derived from the Roman and other European festivals. that have marked the end of harvest and the winter solace. Some customs and some celebrations have endured during our decorating our homes, greenery, giving gifts, singing songs, and eating special foods. The 25th day of December. Give you a brief history. We're going to bring us up to today. The first time the birth of Jesus Christ was attributed to the date of December 25th was in the 4th century, according to the early Roman history. Early celebrations of Christmas are thought to have derived from the Roman and other European festivals that marked the end of the harvest and the winter solstice. Some customs from these celebrations have endured, including decorating homes with greenery, giving gifts, singing songs, and eating special food. The holiday developed further in the legend of Saint Nicholas. Although much of the history is unconfirmed, the man who became Saint Nicholas lived in the 4th century and is believed to have been the bishop of Asia Minor. Many miracles attributed to him and the dubious at best. Nevertheless, some countries named him their patron saint. He's also considered the patron saint of, among others, children, for protecting them, sailors whom reputedly saved at sea, and the poor to whom he generously gave gifts. That was the feast of Saint Nicholas. I know we get caught up so much in giving gifts, but let's remember the reason for the season. Christ. Christ has been taken out of Christmas so much. Is it a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing, a day of remembering? So much is going on during these days, and we want to make sure that you all are a part of it. Christmas. Today is Christmas Eve as we get ready. You know, in some places people have dinners. They get ready for the big moment. I remember just trying not to go to sleep, to be nosy. And I'll tell the story a little bit later with friends and family. Trying to see what Santa had for me. All I remember is you couldn't go in certain closets. They had locks on them. So I didn't know if Santa had delivered early. But just think about it. As kids, we didn't know any better. We had no idea of what the day was about. It was all about us. But as we got older, we matured. We learned that it wasn't about us. It's about those who didn't have. So we do some special things, hear some special music, give you some special tips on this day, Christmas Eve 2023. Where has time gone? And we're going to stop right quick and get a little bit from Jordan Sparks, What Christmas Time to Me. Let's hear the Jordan.
I hear the church bells ringing, children's choir singing, Christmas songs are playing on repeat. I could go wherever, but if we're not together, it just won't feel like Christmas time tonight. I could walk on
Jordan Sparks couldn't have been sung any better than that. Jordan Sparks, she is the queen. You know, I know Aretha had a title, but that voice, that Mariah, can't get any better than that. But you know, Christmas time brings out the good and the bad in a lot of people. And, of course, there was a shooting there in Marion County, about 45 minutes an hour north of Tampa in Ocala. People were shopping, and it's just unbelievable of things. Is there a moment where we just stop the violence to observe something? You know, I think a lot of people don't think beyond the moment, but we continue to pray for those who were affected by the shooting there in Marion County. It's Christmas time, y'all. Christmas time in the city. It's Christmas Eve 2023. Do you have all your shopping? You know, it was a time that parents were very good. They were hiding at other parents' homes for us to get our little gifts. Very appreciative. You know, that waking up Christmas morning with things under your tree. As a child, that was just so, so exciting. And then as you got older and you had kids, it was still exciting to see the excitement on their faces. Well, there's times where some don't have, some do have, but the thing is, it's about giving and sharing. And that's what we want to do. And we're going to talk to a group that's doing the same thing this morning. But let me get some of this stuff out of the way. With all these deadly shootings just from last week alone on the 17th, when I went off the air, there were people in Okatie, South Carolina. And we talk about this gun violence. I talk about it all the time. All these AKs and you name it. Come on, y'all. You have to remember when the Second Amendment was put into play, they had muskets, single shots. And now we're talking about you bear arms. Okay, protect your domain. But when you come out in the street with these high-powered military guns, we're going to create World War III within our own neighborhoods. Already started. And how many lives will we have to lose to understand the importance of just gun safety? You have individuals that have gun, have never been to a gun range, ever. They figure they just point and shoot. Well, how about the kickback? Do you know the kickback on what gun you have? Have you practiced all the skills? No. People are not trying to hear that. But how many innocent lives have been lost in our neighborhoods, in neighborhoods throughout this country, throughout this world? And every Sunday morning I read this because I know the country is getting down spiral. Voting rights, trying to take those back, going back to the days of Selma, Alabama, you had to pay poll taxes. Don't want people to vote. It is crazy. Crazy. As much as this hand that we all been knowing for years is moving from the right of 12, working its way down, and working its way back up to 12, every single day, every second of the day. But there are people in Washington that are trying to make that ticker go backwards. And these gun laws, AK-15s, ARs, whatever, A whatever. When is the last time you went hunting with an AR? If you hit a deer with it, what will you have to eat? People are just misunderstanding what's going on in the world. It's fear. You need to fear yourself. We're killing people left and right. Other countries are coming in here realizing that we don't have to kill America. America's going to kill itself. Guns in our neighborhood. We don't control nothing. I'm telling you, we don't. Half of the goods that come into this country are off the coast of Long Beach, California. If you've ever flown into L.A., especially LAX, when you're coming in, especially south, I think it's south or east, coming off the water, you see all those cargo ships lined up because they can't get to the port. That's where the guns are coming. Once they come in Long Beach, they put them on a train. Once they get on the train, then they start going, of course, east. Some will go a little northeast. Some will go due north. And it's like a starburst with these guns getting to these cities, finding their ways to our neighborhoods, finding a way to keep somebody crying. But the way we fix that, if we start right with ourselves, as a community, getting stricter gun laws, maybe amending the Constitution, because that Second Amendment is all about muskets, not 45s. And this country is in a downward spiral. Constantly, again, these mass shootings, tearing my heart. Every week I read this. Every week. And from Sunday alone, Clark County, Okady, South Carolina, four people were shot, two killed, two injured. Two twin brothers, how about twin brothers, were killed, and others were injured in the shooting at a bar during the early morning hours there in Okady, South Carolina. Then in Clark, Alabama, on the same day, an argument led to a shooting near Alma and left four men injured. Philadelphia, this is the 20th shooting of 2023 for Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Four people shot, including a teenager on the street in Eastwick neighborhood. One was killed. In our nation's capital, in D.C., one person was killed and three others wounded near Nations Park in Southwest D.C. In Nations Park, our national park, where the baseball team plays. Then on the 22nd, in New York City, their eighth shooting. Four people involved, one dead, three injured. A man was killed and three others were wounded in a likely gang-related shooting in South Jamaica neighborhood of Queens. I read that every week to let me know we got a lot of praying. Moms and dads, wear your knee pads. We have to believe that things will get better, and it will. We have to continue to fight for what's right, continue to preserve this country for those coming behind us. Not long ago, I remember just not quite being a snotty-nosed kid, but being a kid thinking that the world was my oyster, and no matter where I opened it up, there was a pearl for me. We have to keep that hope alive in our kids, grandkids. Let them know that there is something beautiful awaiting them in their lives. We got to get it together. Get it together. I tell you, I'm still on fire from last weekend. And I know we're going to have some Bethune-Cookman people on here. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to talk about my friends and how we have this great rivalry of love. Started out in the halls of Jefferson, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. I'm just so caught up, just waiting on them to call. But again, folks, we got a long way to go. I ask that we pray for everyone, those who have and those who don't have, during this holiday season, for those who I read about what happened in Ocala, Florida on yesterday. It can happen anywhere in this country, anywhere in this world. We got to stay connected. Definitely stay connected. As early on in the show, I did tell you to read your African-American newspapers. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger, which is an online publication, Texas Metro News, and the Garland Journal. So there's no excuse for the news. And we are available every single day. You can get our e-blast. All you have to do is dial 214-941-0110. And we want to make sure that you get all the news. And we want to hear from different neighborhoods. And you can go online to see what's going on in the Dallas area. We try to cover everywhere. But we don't know unless you tell us. And we can get some news correspondents throughout this country. So we'll go through this a little bit later. Talk about some things. One thing I will tell you is that we need to buy black. Support and hold them to a standard. You know, we could go in and we go to Nordstrom's and all these high-end stores. And if they give you something a little off-kilter, you don't raise hell about it. If we have something that's not right, you raise hell. Well, we need you raising hell on all corners. And I know it's kind of conflicting on Sunday, but that's hell not in below, but just some raise some sand. I'll fix it up for you. So I'm anticipating some folks to be coming on here very, very shortly. And I'm just kind of tickled pink over the idea of contacting some family members from my childhood on this particular day. And as we anticipate that, again, folks, you need to get on e-blast. Just dial 214-941-0110 and get on our e-blast. See what's going on in the Dallas area. And surprisingly, I got a group from Tampa calling. There are a lot of folks from Florida. A lot of folks from Tampa that are here as well. You would be surprised. Big time attorneys from Tampa that are here. So Tampa's well represented. And I'm just checking now to see if any of them have come online. Not yet, but they're coming. All right. Just we hold on and give you a love of Christmas, Johnny Gill.
Time of year, and good friends are dear, and you wish you. and the man who has everything would be so happy if you would bring him love on Christmas Day.
Right, give love on Christmas Day. For those who are listening, welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Andrew Wickham live from Studio A this morning here in beautiful, beautiful Dallas, Texas. But you know, this time of the year, it's all about giving back. And I have a young man on the phone here that's doing some things today. And we grew up together, went to the same church. And Kim Baker, you're on. You're hot, baby. You're hot. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, we're trying to get it together. All right, who we have on? We got Kim Baker on?
Hey, Drew, you hear me?
Yes, sir. You live on the air, baby. What's going on?
Okay, hey, world out there. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, the folks doing great. Look, tell me what you got going on.
Yeah, every year, me and my wife, Kim and Tanya, annual toy drive and barbecue for all my family and friends in the community. This is our way of giving back and supporting our community for this time of year.
Okay. Great, great. Now, do you do anything? Okay, people come through, you have a good time? Cause look, I grew up with you, so I know y'all having a great time.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic time. So what
yes,
I want to do.
What it involves, we have a toy drive. Everybody's required to bring a toy, but we have special treats for everybody. We have a DJ out. We do line dance. Sometimes we do kickball. We got barbecue. We got seafood, boiled peanut. We do it right down here in Tampa.
That's right. That's right. Look, boiled peanuts. I had to introduce the people to boiled peanuts here in Dallas. They were like, oh, what the heck is that? And then now they can't stop eating it now.
Right. So what we'll do, we'll give an open invitation for everybody in Dallas. Y'all be down to Tampa, Florida next year for the annual toy drive.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that. And we
bring
to get
Dallas Cowboys
with you. Say what now? I know that was shaking bait. What do you say about the Cowboys?
Yeah, bring the Cowgirls with you.
Oh, no.
All right. That's all right. Look, I know we're able to swim. That mutiny on that bounty down there kind of shaky.
We got a shark. We got a shark in the water, though.
All right. So, Kim, before I do something, I'll try to get Sis on the phone. Get on the line.
Try to get Sis on the line?
Folks, let me tell you. Yeah, you can just tie in. I'll get somebody to call and tell her to call in. But during this time of year, folks, is all about the giving. We've received all our lives, but it's a great mark that we can go and we can give something to those who are less fortunate. And with that being said, it's some of the hugs it gives. Those, over the years, I've done so much to try to help those who are less fortunate. I never remember a day without having something under the tree growing up. And if you could bring that kind of life to someone else, you'd never, never feel bad about yourself trying to help people along the way. So I'm just waiting for somebody else to get on the phone, and then we'll get this squared away. But as we get together, some of the great songs of Christmas just bring you back to a family, those who are not with us anymore. I tell you, folks I'm about to talk about or talk with, I tell them every day that I see them, I carry them with me. And I've been talking all my life, like I'm not talking. But again, the experiences, the things that we went through together. Tampa wasn't perfect. Tampa was good.
200-04.
Tampa was good.
5-9.
All right. So as they're getting together in Tampa, waiting on one person to get online, and waiting on Darlene as well. So Darlene, somebody tell Darlene, call in. She's kept the group together. Mr. and Mrs. Baker. All right.
Good morning, Andrew Williams, Darlene Johnson.
Well, good morning, President Johnson. What's going on with you?
Good morning. Happy holidays, all.
All right. Same to you. I just want to send my condolences right quick. That massacre at the Florida Classic. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, you did not. But you know what? You all, congratulations. I'm going to give my congratulations publicly, Florida A&M. Very proud of you. You did your thing.
Yeah.
Proud.
You know, we love y'all, but you went the wrong way out of Tampa. You should have gone down 75. Y'all went down I-4. But we won't hold that.
I'm going to let you have it for holidays.
Well, at least for the year.
I'm going to be nice.
We got it for the year.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. I want to thank you and Kim and your group for getting together. And Kim said something earlier. I don't know if he's back on the phone, about giving. And, that's close to my heart, being able to give. I have that $1 million I've been looking for, but I'm striving to get it. But
right.
I want to present $100 on behalf of the Manning and Wiggum families.
Thank you very much, bro.
Really appreciate that, bro.
And I'll get it down to New York Minute. We can sell it, cash out, whatever you need. Just let me know.
Okay, yeah, and we'll be in touch. We'll let you know how to get it here.
All right. And, you know, when I talked to you all and they were telling me about your get-together, it just, I don't know. I got to stop talking before I cry.
That's okay. You know, we was raised in the same household. I know the feeling.
So thank you. Thank you for what you all do.
Dude, bro, you already know my family, my mom and dad always taught us to take what you have and give to the less needed and give back to the community any way possible. And that's what we do.
And I appreciate that. I really do. And I see my sisters on the phone. And on behalf of us, this is our way of saying thank you for giving love, as that song, Love on Christmas Day. And you all are always welcome. Come on out, because I know the Bucks come to Dallas. You know, it's butt-kicking. I try to respect Sunday morning, but yeah, it's good butt-kicking.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Harriet, press 1 if you got something to say, and we'll get you on. I just want to say, how many people you're anticipating, Kim?
At least a couple of hundred, maybe 200 or 300 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just tell them all I send my love from Dallas.
I sure will.
And, man, appreciate you. Much love to you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot. And you all in Dallas, have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year, and be safe out there.
All right. And if y'all continue to listen, I got some little Christmas music on for a little while y'all doing your thing. And then y'all will get me to look. I'm back now. I had a tearful moment there, but I'm back now.
Good deal. It's all good. It's all good, my brother.
Yeah, it's all good.
Much love.
All right, man. But again, appreciate much love to all of you. Be safe. Okay. And thank you for just helping folks like we were that just need, you know, just need a smile on our face on a day where a lot of people are getting great things. But it's not the size of the thing. It's just the idea of getting something.
All right. Good deal. And we'll have a lot of posts out on Facebook for the Dallas home team to take a look at to see just what you're talking about.
All right. Appreciate you. And we headed to Miami. We headed to Miami tomorrow. Today, all these days crazy for me. We're going to get some fish. All right, man.
Yep.
Take care.
All right. Love you,
all right.
Bro.
All right. Much love to you as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Much love. Continue to listen.
Yes, sir.
All right. It is Christmas Eve. A lot of things going on. A lot of people still out there trying to shop. Want to make sure that they get things accomplished. And we just want you to just get in here and enjoy. I have this music by L. Young. And you listen.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
To be free, to you, to all that's one.
I wanna wish you love, peace, and joy.
Merry Christmas.
As we get things together for the show, we just want to make sure that we get everybody on board. Having some issues this morning, but we're going to make it. Absolutely. Got a little reverb going on. We're going to make it happen. All right. The day before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. That's all I remember from my childhood, reading that story. But I want to take you back. Take you back to when I was a child and some of the kids in our neighborhood knew our parents were working very hard to make Christmas Day something worthwhile. Unlike most places in Florida, in the world, Florida was very warm, so Christmas wasn't right unless you had shorts on. So a lot of people could not understand that. But we would go from one end. I actually lived at the very end of the neighborhood and had to walk by a lot of houses just to get to the schools that I attended. So I knew quite a few people. Then I had a good friend over on Nassau Street. You go over there and you say hello. Probably stayed in front of the house longer than I should have. But kept moving. But talking to my friends and what they're doing in Tampa is just a sample of what I was inbred with and that you all see while I'm here in Dallas. Being in a position to be able to do something for someone that is less fortunate. My mother, growing up in our household, she did a lot for a lot of people in the neighborhood. She provided medical services when they didn't have money to do. And I got that bone in me to be able to help those who are less fortunate. And it's not so much less fortunate, those who may not have a way into the system, a way to show them how to get into the system so they can benefit all. And I've carried that with me every day of my life. And when I heard my friends, they are a class below me, but I like the way they get together all the time. And when I talked to Kim earlier this week, I said, what could I do to enhance what they're doing for their community? So it was with great pleasure and honor to do what I've done on behalf of the Manning and Wiggum families of Tampa. I sit here and I think and I look at things that I may have, I guess, achieved over time. I cannot say thank you or enjoy this without saying thank you to those who have been along the way. From sharing lockers when we didn't have to share lockers. Building friendships, lifelong friendships, kinships. And then the reason why I'm in this mood here, this summer I went home to Tampa for our Kappa meeting and ran into two young ladies that I grew up with. One I actually went to school with, and one I cared about, and she's done extremely well, and I'm so proud of her. She just went to the wrong school. And I know she's probably laughing at that, but I love her to pieces. But to see them as adults and what they're doing and their contribution to a town that I once called home, it's just unbelievable. Same humble backgrounds, same schools. You name it, we did it. And now we're in a position to make a difference in the lives of those who are less fortunate. My heart is out to you all. My heart is out to those individuals throughout this country that are following that blueprint to help somebody. I may not have that $1 million that I've always wanted, but I've always had $1 million thoughts. And giving a dollar or two can mean a million to others. If we keep that in mind, seasons like this will be so smoothed over for those who are less fortunate. When I sit back and reminisce and think about our parents that gave everything they had to make sure that we got that bicycle, we got the clean clothes. You know, we stayed in church. And people didn't know I had to negotiate. That was my nickname in the family, the negotiator. My mother told me, in order to go to Riverfront Park, a lot of you don't know this, I had to go to church. At least I had to go to Sunday school and church. I didn't have to go to the evening service. But at least two out of three services I had to attend. And you better believe I was in Sunday school and church and at Riverfront Park in the evening on Sundays. That's where I learned the art of negotiation. And some of the things that we were able to accomplish there in Tampa as teenagers. A little group called APO. A bunch of guys from the neighborhood, we got together trying to make life a lot better for those who were less fortunate. That's where it started. And then I went on over to FAM, got with Kappa, who had some of the same principles that we were practicing in high school. Then it got bigger. Went on, came out to Dallas, still doing the same principles of stacking my life on those principles of helping others. And when I talked to a friend back home, Kim Baker, that was like lightning striking in a bottle. It's all about helping someone that's less fortunate during these times. You don't have to have $1 million to do that. It could be your time, different services that you may be able to provide, a smile, handshake. It makes a difference, and it goes a long way with people who are less fortunate than us. So Christmas is that time for giving. But not only am I giving, I am receiving, too, with the love that they are providing back, their way of saying thank you. It's just unbelievable. I sit back and I think about my journey to where I am with my family. It's had its molehills and craters, if you want to say. But I've enjoyed this ride. I will continue to enjoy this ride. Because if you don't fall in a hole, you have no reason to get up and get out of it. When you stand tall, you don't never know how it is to be down. So if we get those balances in our lives, and you don't understand at the time, but you do when you sit back and reflect. So I want to thank everybody there in Tampa for what you've done for me. I thank you what you're doing for others. It's about 9:12 or 12 minutes after the hour. We're going to bring in Dr. Rodriguez, who has been providing us with all kind of great things during this year. Dr. Rodriguez, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
All right. We got all kind of speakers going this morning.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Just trying to make sure I have too many microphones going, which I do. But we'll fix it up here. Dr. Rodriguez, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay. Well, this thing, I don't know what's going on. It's just flipping back and forth. So, first of all, happy holidays to you and yours.
Yes, happy holidays to you also.
Okay. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, I was trying to find some stuff that can help you kind of lose a little weight, you know, after you ate everything you can eat tomorrow. And so I was going to discuss some white tea.
Okay. You talking about tomorrow? How about today?
Oh, you know, I'm still cooking, and so I figured everybody's still cooking today. The only thing I
what was that for?
Was the vegetables, and so today is the meat and the dressing. So I figured everybody's like me. Ain't nobody got nothing but some vegetables to eat today.
All right, well, we are ready.
Okay. Now, drinking white tea, I found out it's not for weight loss, but drinking white tea can also reduce your risk for heart disease, dental cavities, and insulin resistance. And I said, oh, wow, that's some more benefits I didn't know about. Okay, now, white tea is actually made from the same plant that you get your green tea and your black tea from. It's just they use a different process method, and it gives it a unique flavor and aroma. And what it is they take the leaves and the buds and they pick them before they fully open. They're not only fully open, but they're covered in fine white hairs. And that's where the name comes from. That's why they call it white tea. Okay, just like your green and your black tea, the white tea is loaded with polyphenols, catechins. And you know the polyphenols are plant-based molecules that act as antioxidants inside the body. And antioxidants, they protect your cells from damage by free radicals. As you know, the free radical damage is what causes the harmful effects on your body. You know, like free radicals, they link to aging, chronic inflammation, weakened immune system, and a variety of other harmful diseases. Now, a test tube study found that white tea extract can help protect nerves against damage. And the nerve damage it protects against is something we produce in our body called hydrogen peroxide. Okay. And another test tube study found that white tea powder is effective at reducing inflammation from the free radicals in your skin cell. Now, okay. The polyphenols, like those found in white tea, help reduce the risk of heart disease in several ways. They help relax your blood vessels, and they boost immunity in your blood system. And they also help prevent bad LDL cholesterol. They keep your LDL from becoming oxidized. Now,
what does that lead to?
Huh?
If they become oxidized, what does it lead to?
Well, remember that oxidation is the free radicals that I was telling you about early that can lead to heart disease.
Okay.
Now, I guess, like, you're thinking, why drink white tea when I can go out here and get me some green tea, like, quicker and faster? Now, both of the teas have caffeine and catechins, like EGCG, which is the epigallocatechin gallate. That right there is what burns fat. And they did a test tube study, and it also, they found that the white tea extract actually stimulates fat breakdown and prevents new fat cells from being formed. And that's due to the EGCG. And, of course, drinking white tea helps boost your metabolism by about a small amount. It's like maybe 4 or 5%. That right there equals to burning about 70 to 100 calories per day. And also, white tea is a great source of fluoride, the type of fluoride that you need in order, like, to prevent cavities, the good fluoride, not the kind they put in our water. And it also has tannins in it. Now, drinking white tea helps fight bacteria and sugar that kind of builds up on your teeth. And like the fluoride white tea, it prevents the dental cavities from making the surface of your teeth. The white tea makes the surface of your teeth more resistant to acid attack with the acid bacteria. That's the combination of bacteria in your mouth. And like the tannins in the white tea, it's like what it does is a combination of the tannins and the fluoride. It actually helps inhibit the growth of plaque-causing bacteria. Now, cancer is like maybe the second most common cause of death in the United States. Now, the white tea has anti-cancer properties. And in one test tube study, the tea extract triggered cell death in several types of lung cancer. And let's get to the insulin resistance. We're going to be eating a lot of cakes and pies for the holidays. And that doesn't help your insulin resistance at all. So it found that those polyphenols, like the ones in white tea, enhance the effects of insulin and prevent high blood sugar levels. So, before you start consuming them pies today, Andrew, take you a cup of of white tea, and then maybe get you another cup before you go to bed tonight.
That'll keep me fit and trim.
Well, yeah, sure. I'm just trying to keep your blood sugar levels kind of, you know, even this weekend.
Right.
Now,
so a lot of us need that because as we get older, we do put on the pounds that we don't want.
And another thing that puts on pounds is us eating after the sun goes down. Now, I know, like, at one time, like, several years ago, people were saying, oh, don't eat past 6 p.m., and that was like a, they call it a fad, but, you know, it actually is not a fad. You really shouldn't be eating after the sun goes down at night.
Right.
Because, like, yeah, sleepwalking and eating. No, you shouldn't be doing that either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, white tea also, it protects against osteoporosis.
Okay.
So what happens is the catechins in the white tea fight the risk factors associated with osteoporosis. So those free radicals that I keep talking about and that chronic inflammation, they accelerate osteoporosis. They suppress cells that aid bone growth and promote cells that break down bone. That's the big deal about osteoporosis. And these catechins that are so abundant in the white tea, they actually suppress those two factors that suppress the cells that promote cells to break down bones and the cells that aid in bone growth.
Okay.
And then,
Dr. Rodriguez, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, when you talk about white teas and the benefits of it, is it sweet or is it compared to what we would look, what Lipton is providing? That may not be the best thing in the world, but yet still, you know, Lipton by far is the number one choice in America. Is it,
white tea is not as, I say it's not as bitter as the green tea, but it's also not as fragrant as the oolong tea. But
okay.
it's kind of a, I say it's a kind of a neutral, and most of the time I don't put sugar in my teas. If I actually want to sweeten it, I actually put a little of that stingless bee honey in it, and that stingless bee honey, it actually has a sweet sour to it. So, you know, most of the time I drink my teas with nothing in it. And like, please don't be putting any milk in tea. that's not going to help at all. So it's mild compared to green tea. Huh?
A lot of people do that. I've seen them put milk or cream in their tea.
They tea? Yeah,
yes.
It's just like, I'm telling you, like, the little white teas or any tea you drink, you know, if you can, just drink them with nothing to them. You know, it's like, it's better than drinking hot water like some people I know drink.
Wow.
All they do is drink hot water, well, warm water in the daytime.
So is that warm as in accelerating the temperature or just warm with no ice in?
Now, I got into the habit when I was in China, like a couple of years ago. It's like they don't drink drinks with ice in them because it cools down your body core. And if I know if you notice, if you're taking somebody's temperature where we work, most of their temperatures are like 97-something, and that's pretty much because they probably drink a lot of ice drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them even drink their coffees iced.
I'm not.
And like, what you're trying to do is you're
trying to graduate to that level.
Because I don't know if you, they've done some studies and like this generation, our core temperature is a lot cooler than people generations before. Because you know, like we're supposed to our body temperature should be around 98.6. And that right there is a temperature that actually, you know, helps you keep your weight maintained. But most of us, our core temperature is way below 98.6. So, you know, that's one of the things. It's not helping us to stay slim and trim. So remember that. Like, you see me with my, thermos of warm water, or I might have some tea in there. I'm trying to keep my core temperature like at 98.6 or above. I'm trying to go back to them old days. Because I know some people, their core temperature, it runs around 99. And you can tell, you can look at them and tell it's around 99 because they're nice and skinny. They can eat anything they want.
I'm trying to think of all the people that look like that.
Most of them are Asian.
Oh, okay. But you know, you are what you eat. We used to hear that, mm-hmm. And I guess you are what you drink as well. And
yes.
Folks, Dr. Rodriguez has been giving us some helpful hints throughout the year, and we're just so happy that we're going to end this year on a high note and open up 2024 on a high note as well, giving you some nutritional options. And today she's discussing white tea. And I'm looking at online here. There's an organic white tea has a panda bear on it.
Okay.
So I might be trying to see what that's all about. You are what you eat. I know New Year's, a lot of people are going to be chitlin.
Oh, really? They're going to be chitlin?
Yeah, they're going to be chitlin. They're going to throw all blood pressure medicine away for a day. But, you know, it's amazing. I jokingly say that, but I guess hypertension has been around just so long, and we didn't know if people had stroked out or what, you know, the days when they didn't have the diagnosis. But if you look at it, we ate everything from the rooter to the tutor on the pit.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Susan then wanted the ham. So, okay. Well, the ham is that big hunk in the back. And below that, you have some feet connected. Well, while they're getting the ham, let's cut this off. Let's boil this. Oh, man, we got pig feet.
And they make it taste good, huh?
Oh, yeah. They sure make it. Probably had a little cayenne. What's my favorite? Not nutmeg. What was my
paprika.
Paprika. You know, we can put that on. That'll garnish a lot of things. But, you know, I just thank our ancestors for what they've done over the years, because they made it work. Well, Miss Susan then wanted the finer things off the hall. We went and got pig ears, pig lips. Have you ever seen pig lips in a jar?
You know what? I have this friend from Florida, and she actually told me, like, growing up, that they actually had jars of pig lips. I had never had any. She said I should buy me some and try.
What? What part of Florida is she from?
Kissimmee.
Oh, okay. All right. At least you got that right, because everybody else want to call it Kissimmee.
Hey, remember I used to live in Orlando.
Yeah, but ooh, pig lips. Now, my first encounter with pig lips was in Louisiana.
Really? Well, she's got relatives down there too.
Yeah, that's where I saw pig lips.
Yeah. And
so
she
here
showed
you are
me
in a convenience store trying to get
pig. We actually went on and looked up pig lips, and you can actually buy a jar of pig lips, and they have something in them that turns them red. But we found some, and I told her that I was going to try them. I haven't done it yet. But I'm going to try pig lips.
Now, they get pink because of the vinegar. Well, you, and you know,
I know
they're
I
white.
Like,
they also with different color lips.
I probably like the lips, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fond of pig ears because I like that gristle in them. So I'm sure I would like the lips.
Well, can you hear better when you eat pig ears?
Huh?
Can you hear better when you eat pig ears?
You are what you eat, huh? I have no idea, Andrew.
So I guess we get some pickled pig lips. We're going to be talking up some. Oink. Oh, excuse me. No, but I tell you, if anything could be pickled, go to Louisiana. They pickle everything. Pig lip, pig ears, pig. Oh, my God. They get everything off of pig. It's better left. You get skin, pig tails.
Yeah, now I know our cousins from Mexico, they pickle a lot of pig skins. Now, I haven't tried those yet, but I figured it would taste like the cracklings from the pig.
Probably so.
And I
know
some
I have
people
a bucket
like,
list, and that's not one of the items on my bucket list.
I know my grandmama used to
dip them in, but I don't want all of them.
She would dip them in vinegar, and so I guess she was having, what is it, pig skin. It wasn't quite pickled, but I've seen her do that.
And I know it's good morning, everyone. Happy pre-Merry Christmas. I'm just making up stuff this morning. But as we on this Christmas Eve, talking about some piglets and potato chips. That sounds like a great cuisine. And we're just making fun of it. But you know what, Dr. Rodriguez, a lot of people throughout this country are, you know, they know, as John Witherspoon used to say, everything from the rooter to the tuber. Hog head cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Now, I had some of that this weekend. Delicious.
I tell you, you won't find it north of Northwest Highway. I don't know. Things have changed. You get where I'm going with that one, right?
Yep. I got you.
Ooh, pig lips in a jar. Look like the jar want to kiss you.
Well, it, if you go on Amazon, you can get 14 ounces of pickled pig lips for like $17.
And that's it. That goes to show there's nothing you can't buy on Amazon. Pickled pig lips. Yeah, I see it. Fresh pickled pork lips on Amazon. I can't believe.
And then if you go on down, you can get...
It's from Louisiana.
Yeah, it is. And then they got a Mexican-style pig feet, and they got some type of vegetables in there. You can get that for like $14.
On Amazon, too?
On Amazon. It's right below them pickled pig lips.
And what do you call it? Mexican what now?
It says Mexican style cured pork pig feet with vegetables.
Oh, with vegetables. Man.
It's made by Margarita Company.
Of course, they drink it while they eat pig feet.
Yep.
Man. So, now, you know the old adage, the old folks, they never buy somebody you love shoes, right?
Yeah, they walk away
so they
from
walk
me.
Out
yep.
No. I'm not going to tell you what I'm thinking about this pickled pig feet. I tell you, I appreciate pig feet more than you can imagine. So they carry around ribs and hams all the time. Oh, man. Mexican pig feet.
Oh, you're looking hard, huh?
It looks
huh?
so good until you say, what is that? I just said, oh, you have a pig foot. Not pig feet. You have 1 foot. That's crazy. Wait, and then they had audacity to give me the recipe, 2 pounds of honeycomb tripe, pig or beef,
yeah,
water, garlic cloves, bay leaf, onion, New Mexico medium red chili powder.
Mm-hmm.
Not old Mexico, New Mexico. Oh, there's that famous Oregano. They really put Hispanic folks put a lot of Oregano. Oregano, folks. I want you to know I know it's oregano. But some people, when they're trying to read, I see some Oregano.
Well, I noticed that our cousins, like in Mexico, and like most of our Asian cousins, they eat pork. They don't usually eat like the ham. They usually have like the foot, or like you said, the tripe. And they put it in various dishes. And it's a delicacy.
Oh yeah.
Because I found out when I was in.
I'm trying to figure out when I go to some of the Asian restaurants around here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a smoked duck or something that's on the table? I mean, on the hanging.
Yeah, I had their duck when I was in China. Yeah, it was nice. It was very nice. It was like crispy, and like when they and they actually they cut it for you so you don't massacre it, I guess. But it's yeah, they do a lot of interesting stuff.
And I'm just looking at all this stuff over here. Oh my God. What was the cartoon character on Bugs Bunny?
Which one? Speedy Gonzales?
I forgot who that is. I like her. That's all we're talking about. I mean, but you know what? We laugh about things, but people know how to survive. And every culture has something that might be strange to us, but it's a delicacy to them.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, we just having a light moment about it. But again, some of these dishes are delicacies to other folks throughout this country. And my heart's out to them because they have a lot of things for menudo with pig feet, menudo with pig, more menudo. Every recipe I see is menudo for pig feet. So I must
yeah, they have like a couple of on in there.
Oh yeah.
And you know, it's like you know, they usually make us fresh batches of menudo on the weekend. You can find menudo every weekend, like that Saturday and Sunday. But mostly today is a lot of menudo out here today.
Yeah, so it's basically scraps, right? Beef.
Menudo is a stomach. So it's not
tripe.
Really a tripe. You hear I said stomach. I just went straight to it, didn't I?
you went straight to it. And you called it above the, look, above the small intestine.
Yeah.
So, but we work on the bottom intestine. Oh, Lord.
So do the Asians. Quite a few dishes with that in there. With I call it the chitlin in there.
Mm-hmm. But that's good.
So how is it actually pronounced? Is it chitlin or is it chitterling?
Well, it depends on where you're from.
Okay.
Chitterling. If you're north of Northwest Highway here in Dallas, it's chitterling.
Chitterling.
And if you're south of Northwest Highway, it's chitlin. So. Ooh, boy. But you know what? Our ancestors, they were very creative. They didn't get the, what is, how old folks would say, high on the hog. They don't get the ham and all that good stuff, the good bacon. They made the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's boil this and see what happens. Let's put some onions in. Let's do, oh, man, this is good. But Susie, you can add a ham every day. I'm going to take the feet, the ears, the snout. The lips make me gumbo.
Did you say lip gumbo?
I'm sorry?
Did you say lip gumbo?
Lip gumbo. when you put somebody in your spoon, it's like kissing yourself.
I got to try that. I have never had those.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Folks, we're just having a good time. I see we have some callers on. We have a caller from Atlanta if you want to get in. Just some things you might be thankful for this season. I know it's getting close to that time, but if you press one, we'll get you on as well. We have Dr. Rodriguez on the line, which is basically talking about, she gave us some helpful hints. White tea is in the center of our discussion today, but we've gone on to chitlins and other things that we know our folks are going to be putting on the table. If not for Christmas, they're going to have a New Year. You know how we do. In 7 days, we'll be eating basically Christmas dinner. I think people do, a lot of people do turkey on New Year's.
Usually that leftover. It's like my like individual house has gotten so small. It's like I actually cut the turkey in half. And, you know, you have half of it for Thanksgiving, the other half you have for Christmas. But it's usually a lot of turkey left, and that can go on into, you know, the New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I'm worried about for New Year's is the traditional, the black eyed peas. And I cooked I cooked yesterday.
Okay. So they're going to be
then,
great.
You know, our cousins do grapes. So, you know, I got some grapes here in the house.
Great.
Yeah, our cousins south of the border, they actually, their thing is grapes.
Okay. More
so get you some grapes, too, you
How's
know.
It be?
Eat as many grapes as you can. It's supposed to be like, you know, good luck.
Okay. Can't tell everybody.
Black-eyed peas and grapes.
And you say it's G-R-A-P-E-S.
Huh?
You spelling grape?
G-R-A-P-E-S, yep.
Okay. Now, I tell you what I'm guilty of, and it's been a while. You know how you go and you get some grapes and you put it in your bucket, and I do find something to rinse it off. You know, over at Walmart, you can go where you fill up those containers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go over there sometimes and rinse off grapes.
Oh, okay.
Or buy a case of water and just go ahead and pour one case of one bottle on top of the grape.
Okay, you don't have any of the vegetable cleaner? I got some vegetable cleaner up under the.
Oh, did not know that. It was such a thing.
Yeah, you can spray any vegetable or fruit you have, let it, you know, sit, and then you rinse it off.
Oh, okay.
Let me
That's
see what
between
I.
Between me, that's a little time. That's a little process, isn't it?
Let me see what kind I got up under the cabinet. I got a big old container of it.
Look, by the time you find it, I'll be already finished with the grapes.
You funny.
It's about 44 minutes after the hour. You listen to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A with Dr. Sandra Rodriguez, giving us some helpful hints. We talked about white tea today. And, folks, you can find it on Amazon. What you can't find on Amazon is get you some white tea. A lot of healing properties within, things that are good for us. We really need to start changing our lifestyles as we get, we embark in a different decade of life for ourselves.
Hey, the one I have is.
Go ahead.
I said the one I have is called Veggie Wash, and it's organic. Veggie Wash.
Veggie Wash.
Mm-hmm. V-E-G-G-I-E.
I'm fast trying to find it. Veggie Wash.
Mm-hmm. You can find it on Amazon.
Yeah, you're pretty sprouted today. I love it. It's the day before Christmas. Oh, okay. They got a big container, Amazon, $40.49. Citrus
I got
magic.
A big old container. I have the smaller one that I keep under the cabinet.
Well, you know something? I think it's very good at folks to rinse your stuff off anyway. But growing up in Florida, Dr. Rodriguez, we knew it wasn't no pesticides on our tree. At least we didn't put
the
it
ones
on.
In the backyard.
Yeah, we didn't put it on, so we did rinse it off. That was about it. No, and when you
we had a lot of
cousins in Georgia, they didn't rinse nothing off. You know what they did?
Right.
They wrenched it off. A few of them wrenched
it off. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how you spell wrench. Is it like a...
You know what? I don't even know. But I, as I'm talking to certain people, you say it accidentally.
Yeah. Let me see. We're going to wrench it off.
Yeah. And that's what my great-grandma used to say, wrench. And I guess you would spell it like you would a wrench, like W-R-E-N-C-H.
Okay, here's some wrench it off.
It's you found it?
Idioms. Idioms.
Oh,
to
okay.
Yank or twist something off someone or something. I don't know what that's wrenching. That's not like robbery. Yeah, it is to pull something violently away from a fixed position. Wrench it off. Okay. Then we go on to put wrench. Go ahead and do it the right way.
Pickle pig lips.
Oh yeah. We got a guy on here now. He's listening. I know his family down in Miami, they had pickle pig lips. I know they did. That'll get him to get on. He want to get on now to defend himself.
So, Andrew, did y'all actually, go to a little convenience store and buy those? Because I see they come in a big old jar.
No, meeting people out here from Louisiana gave me the first idea of pickle pig lips. Pickle pig lips, but we're going to bring in our neighborhood, wrench them off down in Miami. Happy holidays to you, young fella. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Talking about lifestyle changes around here.
Absolutely.
I just recently I was doing a intermittent fasting and lost about 8 pounds doing it. So I'm gonna keep it up till I reach my goal of 20 pounds. And it's been only like a week and a half that I've been on it. So that's my change.
You want to add some white tea to that?
White tea? I haven't heard anything about white tea, but I'm willing to check it out. Where can I find it?
Amazon.
You got an Amazon account?
I do.
Okay, they got it on Amazon. They have it at Whole Foods. They have it at Sprouts. And I'm sure you can find it at your local grocery store.
Okay.
And one of the biggest sponsors is Swanson.
What's some of the good ingredients in it?
White tea? It's just white tea?
Or you, some of the good properties?
Put it with some...
Low in caffeine, considered hot or cold. Nutritional factors, no calories. So you can get the satisfaction of just drinking tea without any calories, fats, or carbohydrates or protein. Not a significant source of saturated fat or trans fat, cholesterol, sodium, fiber, sugars, vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, or iron. And ingredients, white tea leaves, organic white tea leaves. And, of course, they put their disclaimer, which is good now. Tea is grown without pesticides.
It's just tea and water.
And that helps you lose the other 6 you left in your pocket. Other 6 pounds you left in the other pocket. But we've got to. Hey, Mark, will you? You grew up in Miami. And I know souse was king down there.
Mm-hmm.
What parts did y'all use for souse?
I want to say like pig ears. Something else. maybe even pig knuckles. I don't know. I never made that. And I don't think my mom made stouts much. She might have made it once, a couple of times, but not much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pig knuckles.
But I know pig ears, definitely. But and some okay. other little small bones.
Look right. You know, hey, come on, man. Talk about everything. Everything.
But now a lot
y'all
of people
see tripe. I knew some folks ate tripe.
Most people make chicken souse now.
Chicken souse?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What's cleaner, chicken or pork?
Neither one. I done cut back on both of them. But it's hard for me to give up oxtails, and I only eat them like once every 3 or 4 months.
And that's back there where things come out, too.
But most meat I treat like a luxury these days. I still eat a lot of vegetables and during the week and treat meat like a luxury.
I guess I'm not as royal as you are. It's an everyday thing.
No, I ain't doing that no more.
So are you doing a lot of mushrooms?
Not really. I don't know much about them. I'll eat, like, mushroom, you know, whatever dishes they have at Cheesecake Factory, like mushrooms stuffed with crab meat or something.
Oh,
one of them brothers live on that side of the track.
You can actually take that lion's mane and slice it, and you can actually grill it and substitute it for chicken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He can say yesterday that was like with fried sheep. Sometimes I don't know what they use to replace sheep, but it had a similar taste, and it was very good. Plus, they do a lot of jack sandwiches. They have Philly cheese jack that it's not really cheese, but it's very good.
Okay.
Mark, I hear a reverb on your phone.
Huh?
I hear like a reverb on your phone.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
But, just like Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, it's like the lion's mane. You can slice it up. And then I'm not sure if you knew about the king's trumpet. They make very good meat substitute.
The king's trumpet. What is that?
King's trumpet is a mushroom.
See, I'm going to have to come to Dallas, and y'all going to have to show me this if you're in Dallas. I'm going to have to come there, and y'all going to have to show me this stuff.
Okay. I got recipe books and everything for actually taking mushrooms and making different, I call it meat substitutes.
Do you post them anywhere, those books?
No, because I get recipes from, you know, vegans. It's a lot of vegan recipe books out here.
True.
No, I haven't posted a blog in a long time.
Oh.
But, you know, just something as simple as that lion's mane, you can just take it and slice it up. And my son even would come through the house and he would ask me, he said, Mom, what is this? And I said, you know, lion's mane. you can take it, you can fry it. I don't fry it, though. I like grilling it, and it's really good. And, like, you know, you're saying, like, your meat was a luxury. You can even take the trumpet, the king's trumpet. You can grill it. You can take a fork and shred it. And you can actually make it into a, oxtail. You can actually make a interesting oxtail out of the king's trumpet.
Don't say that.
And...
Oh, well.
it just takes just a little prepping, and you have a mushroom oxtail. And just like a little slicing, and you have like a chicken substitute.
You got
but
that,
you can't
Andrew?
Get them at, unless you go into a vegan restaurant. Most of this stuff you need to cook at home or prep at home.
I'm trying to get there, Mark.
You got any good vegan recommendations?
Yeah, well, you know, you have Vegan Vibrations.
That I know about. But I want to try this lion mane out somewhere.
You could probably get that. You have a Whole Foods in Atlanta?
Yes.
And you should be able to find it there. Because I'm trying to think, I got mine from Central Market, which is a HEB. And they actually, I usually buy 2 pounds at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, and then I just slice it up and, like, grill it. I like grilling it and season it up real good. And, you know, then I just put it in the refrigerator. And then I just add it to different dishes, like, during the week.
Mm-hmm. So you eat it cold or you heat it up?
When I put it in different dishes, it's usually heated up. But you can eat it cold.
Oh, okay.
But I just I prep on the weekends, and so I have food all week long.
Yeah, I need to be organized like that, too. Because I got to stop all this eating out that I do.
Yes, you do. But look, folks, I hate to rain on our parade, but as we wind things down, as we get prepared for this beautiful, beautiful day of celebrating the birth of Christ, I want to leave you with a couple of things. I thank you both, Dr. Rodriguez and Mark, for being a part of Andrew's The World According to Andrew today, or Drew, whatever the case may be, we're working on it. I want to leave you with this. 'Twas night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children are nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums dance in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, just settled down our brains for a long winter's nap. Went out on the roof. There was a rose such a clatter. I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew in a flash, tore open the shutter and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of new-fallen snow gave a luster midday of objects below. And when, to my wondering eyes, should appear a miniature sleigh and tiny 8 reindeer. When the little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came. He whistled and he shouted them out and called them by name. Now Dancer, now Prancer. See, y'all don't even know it. Now Dasher, now Dancer. Now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now Dashway, Dashway, Dashway all. Now, there's more to this. I didn't even know. That's all I knew. But we'll get that maybe next year if the Lord's willing in the creek no rise. Thank you both for making this an enjoyable Christmas Eve. Finish your shopping. For those who listen, who have come on, we thank you so much for being a part of the World According to Drew. We'll be back for the first show. No, we got one more show before the end. I got one more. And then as we prepare for the new year, enjoy. Remember the reason for the season. Give your kids, grandkids hugs, nieces, nephews. Let them know it's more than just getting gifts. It's about the love that you have within your family. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and the group, we thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And I hope you all will have a prosperous new year. I'm out. Take us away, L. Young. Peace.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. Fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. To be free to you.